Next patient is Carol Burns, C-A-R-O-L-E, Carol Burns, B-U-R-N-S, B-U-R-N-S, B as in boy. Carol Burns, date of birth is 9/19/1956. Date of visit 11/4/22. Please make a copy for Diego Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Diego, D-I-E-G-O. Native Council is 11/4/22. Next paragraph. Dear Diego, D-I-E-G-O, thank you for sending Carol Burns for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. History, present, illness. This is a 66-year-old female who is overweight, has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, and was on CPAP machine, which she has not used in more than a year. The patient has shortness of breath with exertion, and she denies any daytime sleepiness, but has some fatigue, and denies any leg swelling or palpitations. The patient has previously been treated for hypertension. And coronary artery disease. She has used the CPAP mask for up to 8 years and then quit. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history for a C-section and history for atrial fibrillation and the coronary artery disease, status post CABG times 2. She also had left carpal tunnel release and has had a partial thyroidectomy. There's a history for hypertension as well as mild diabetes and has a history of kidney stones. She had exploratory laparotomy and appendectomy in the past and C-spine surgery. Also a history for pulmonary embolism with deep venous thrombosis. Next line, let's see. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years and quit in 2018. No alcohol use. She worked as a reservationist. Next paragraph, allergies to adhesive tape. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph. Oh, there is also a history of breast cancer in the family. Can you please add in the past history? The patient has a history of peripheral neuropathy. And she has had colonoscopy and esophageal dilations times 2. And has had a biopsy of a stomach node. Patient had a tonsillectomy at age 15. Next paragraphs. Med list included semaglutide 7 milligram daily, Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID PRN, Synthroid 150 micrograms daily, Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, Linzess 145 micrograms daily, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, Coumadin 4 milligrams every other day, Lasix 40 milligrams every other day, Gabapentin 800 milligrams Q 4 hours, and Jardiance 10 milligrams a day, Lantus insulin 65 units at HS. Next, system review, patient has fatigue and has weight gain. She has cataracts and hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has cough and shortness of breath. She has abdominal pains and diarrhea and constipation. She has palpitations and leg swelling and calf muscle pains. She has no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures or headaches, but has numbness to the extremities and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, this is a moderately obese elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. She has dermatitis of the skin of the lower extremities. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse is 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 273, saturation 96. On O2, 2 liters. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, edema 1 plus with mild varicosities and decreased peripheral pulses. Skin dermatitis of the lower extremity, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, there are no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea number 2 is probable COPD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. And number 6, hypothyroidism. And number 7 is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan. Patient will get a polysomnographic study to see if she can get a new CPAP machine. Complete pulmonary function study will also ordered. And she will try to lose weight. And go on a reducing diet. So the advice to use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN for shortness of breath. And continue the above mentioned medications and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Dr. Diego Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Diego, D-I-E-G-O. MD, Diego Torres, MD, thank you.